We have the latest supply and demand numbers out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We go to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. As we look at the U.S. numbers, are there many changes to what we saw in September?
Overall, not any huge surprises as far as the changes. Corn and soybean production did come in lower than what it was last month. Maybe not quite what the trade was looking for, but we dropped corn production by 30 million down to 13.55 billion. We dropped the soybean production from last month by 47 million down to 3.88 billion. Now, the biggest thing that kind of surprised everybody wasn't the soybean. We knocked off 1.1 million acres of harvested soybeans. So that made a little difference in the production number there. They did not really lower the yield any, but we lost acres. The corn acres was closer to what the trade looked for. There's 400,000 less acres of corn harvest being out there. Now, ending stocks, they all came in lower than last month, but not quite what the trade was looking for, but the overall number was not all that much out of line. Corn down 31 million at 1.56 billion. Soybeans down 25 million at 425 million. And wheat was down 14 million at 861 million. The trade was looking for a much smaller number on that wheat. So that's the negativeness part of the wheat today.
Also out today, we have the world look at supply and demand. And it seems like that there were more adjustments this time.
Well, there was some adjustments out there. The wheat did not get any help as we increased the wheat ending stocks by almost 2 million metric tons. So that does not help this wheat situation one bit. The corn actually got a little help. We lowered the world ending stocks by almost 2 million metric tons, but some of that was coming from the U.S. And the soybeans weren't very much different than they were last month. They increased by 16,000 metric tons. So really, the wheat and corn saw the biggest adjustments in the world numbers out there. Maybe some of our talk that we've been hearing about these dry conditions and how it's affecting crop out there, it might be getting just a little bit overdone.
With these numbers, how long do you think it'll take for the traders to work through these numbers?
Oh, I think they pretty much worked through them today. The key is whether or not we can find anything else out there to be friendly about. And you're going to find November soybeans are going to have resistance up there at the $9 area, our December corn the $4 area, our December Kansas City wheat at the $5.25 area, and their latest contract lows will be where we find support. So it'll be how we continue to hear reports coming out of the fields on this harvest.
Tom, for people looking for more information, how can they reach you?
Leslie, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, as he provides us a reaction of the latest U.S. as well as global supply and demand numbers. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.